Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. Chief Minister Nephew Ryo laid the foundation stone of Pradhan Mantri Uchchatar Shiksha Abhiyan projects and inaugurated facilities at Dimapur Government College yesterday. Ryo said the new facilities and projects will greatly benefit the people of the state and the student community in particular. Mr. Ryo said, quality higher education needs holistic ecosystem built on innovative teaching, continuous formative assessment, and strong student support. He urged all citizens and local authorities to support the faculty and the students of this college. The Chief Minister further expressed confidence that the college and community will unite to nurture the efforts for a brighter future. MLA and Advisor of School Education and SCERT, Dr. Kekril Hulia Hyome, has emphasized on rationalization of the education system to bring about positive changes in the state. He said all the stakeholders must consult with the department with their suggestions in order to address challenges. Dr. Hyome was speaking at a consultative meeting of Our Frontal Organization, Churches and Our Reju, Our Literature Board at Deputy Commissioner's Conference Hall Mokokchun yesterday. Mentioning about the difficulties and challenges faced by the department, he said that any problem can be resolved and overcome with active collaboration from all the stakeholders of the state. In the meeting, frontal organizations and officials from the education department shared their views and suggestions for rationalization of the education system in the state. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India's Atmanirbhar drive is yielding the desired results and the country is poised to reach 50,000 crore rupees in defense exports by 2029-30. He was addressing the 65th Foundation Day celebrations at Indian Institute of Technology, Kanpur, yesterday. The defense minister called upon the Indian youth to indigenously develop high-end technologies which the country imports to realize Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Viksit Bharat. He stressed on the need to get a hold of high-end technology, urging the young ignited minds to realize their potential and contribute to the country's progress. Chagasan Public Organization, CPO, in collaboration with Vision Spring Foundation, conducted eye checkup camps spanning nearly 2 months with primary focus on weavers and artisans. The camp screened 7,000 individuals and issued 5,557 spectacles, providing convenient doorstep services to Chagasan communities in rural areas of Peg district. The camp, which began August 19, culminated yesterday at Chozuba village. Addressing the culmination program, CPO President Vezaher Kehyo said that the rural community benefited tremendously by regaining vision, enabling them to read. He affirmed that the CPO would seek further partnerships with the government agencies to continue supporting the people. He also announced that the ambulance provided under MPLADS by Lok Sabha MP S. Supongmaran Jamir would be available for public use and encouraged the people to make the best use of the facility. The CPO president congratulated Vision Spring Foundation for successfully completing the project in Peg district and acknowledged their sacrifice, love and dedication to serving the people. Mr. Kehyo also lauded filmmaker and researcher Sophie Lasu for connecting the Vision Spring team with the CPO to collaborate in this philanthropic endeavor. And as part of the state SVEEP initiatives for Special Summary Revision 2024 to 2025, the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer, Nagaland, is organizing a statewide outreach program in various schools and colleges across the state in collaboration with Nagaland Sports Association on the theme Sport for Voters. Informing this, MON ADC and SVEEP Nodal Officer Pakong Pom has asked all higher secondary schools and colleges to take part in the two-day event to be held at local ground MON from 9:30 a.m. on November 4 and 5. The Nodal Officer said all students who have attended the age of 17 plus may participate in the event and also avail the special registering camp in electoral roll. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.